welcome to the Pocket Gamer iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast, episode number 157, i.e. the first of the new year. It's the first 2012 podcast. I'm Will Wilson, and with me is Keith Andrew.
Hello.
John Jordan.
Hello.
And Peter Willington.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. First one back. Did everyone have a good break?
There's a break.
Yeah, it went too quickly, too quickly. And now I'm sat here listening to you again.
I'd have thought you'd think, oh, yes, listening to Will talk with one earphone on and one earphone off.
Why you got one earphone on and one earphone off?
I don't know.
Do you think that your morale is?
Yes.
Okay. Just like scratching up a podcast. iOS.
Welcome. I was ill for quite a bit of the break. Thought that was a bit unfair. I got better again the moment we were about to go back to work.
Do you think it's psychological, is it? Psychosomatic?
I'm not working, therefore I must be ill. Yeah, well, I was a bit disappointed. I didn't go to any New Year's parties or anything like that.
No, you weren't invited to any, Will.
I was, all right? I'd written out the invites and everything. it was a bit disappointing, but other than that, it was good. Anyone play any good portable games?
Portable games?
Yeah, I'm putting a general one out there.
I played a really bad one.
Is it going to be in the what we've been playing?
I don't know. It's so long ago now. It's been reviewed. The review's gone up, so don't talk about it.
But
it's not the new year, you know.
Might as well.
Otherwise, we've got nothing to talk about.
No, shush. That was my code. Right, let's move on to the news.
News!
First up on the news this week, I guess it's pretty inevitable. Apple has some sort of event coming up. That's the rumour.
I can't understand why everyone's excited about this. It's in New York, which means it's going to be nothing to do with games.
What does that mean? It meant nothing to do with games? I'm sure people in New York play games.
No, but New York is well known for stuff like publishing and where all the big ad agencies are. They're not going to do a technology launch in New York because they're going to do that in San Francisco, which is where all the tech people are. So, and there's rumors coming out they've just got a new head of their iAd. Advertising network. So it's going to be something really dull and boring and educational.
But it's Apple!
No!
I think we can rule out that it's not, an iPhone. I think it's not, is it? Like, let's just put our cards on the table. Not. But I think this is Apple TV. No. Because I think, as you're saying, like, lots of publishing companies, right? And it's not exactly a tech place, but the publishing companies are exactly the people that Apple TV, Apple wants caught for Apple TV because they want this, a la carte content service. So in some ways that kind of makes sense. I think there actually might be some games there, but I think that they're going to be the kind of ones that you play on TV, like Bamboozle. I think they're going to launch Bamboozle again.
Bamboozle. Whoa, wow, hang on. Let me write that up.
I love Bamboozle.
Well,
everyone just cheated on Bamboozle, though, because you just go back and you'd remember what you'd said before. So.
I don't even know what Bamboozle is.
Oh, well, you're so uncool.
What?
It was a guy with a big
game.
Yeah, it was a teletext game, and the presenter had like a big, like he had like a big yellow face and black hair, and he was like, "Hey, welcome to Bamboozle."
And you knew you were cool because you had to have a TV with fast text with the coloured buttons to play it. Otherwise,
I did play that then. Yeah, I just didn't remember the name because I was cool and I had a TV with fast text. Well, my granny did. Nothing we did. Moving on from that, let's talk about something that definitely is happening. Again, coming up later on this month. Yes, it's another Angry Birds update. That's pretty cool, huh? Newsworthy.
Yeah. What season are we in now? Oh, Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year again. Oh, no, not again. That last one was Moon Festival, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, Angry Birds season's being updated with another seasonal treat, which will probably consist of 15 levels.
Do you reckon?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I've got to go again.
That's Rovio on the line there to John.
Yeah. Say it's good.
Yeah.
Give it a 10. Like, that is how I imagine. That is sometimes how I imagine Rovio talking as well. Give it a 10.
Give it a 10.
You love Angry Birds. Come on.
Everyone's played it.
Literally everyone by this point has played Angry Birds.
You won't lose any credibility. It's going to be enough of them who like it.
Your Finnish accent's amazing, I have to say.
Oh, it's so easy just to put a 10 in the bottom.
Just imagine, we've made a game out of throwing birds at objects. Like, how have we done this? This is amazing. Loads of people are buying it.
I've met Rovio, actually. Some of the Rovio, they're quite nice.
I thought you were going to say it was one person, then it was just some guy called Rovio.
Yeah, it's just a guy. Rovio Gonzalez. It's his company. It started up from nothing. The original Angry Birds was done with cardboard and bits of string.
Now that would be good. I'd play that.
Does Rovio Gonzalez rush into adventurous situations and then carve an Angry Bird into a wall after he's done it as his leaving signal?
He does. Okay. Yes.
Excellent.
He also saves townsfolk in Finland. Who are being besieged by bandits.
This is a Pocket Gamer exclusive.
Oh, no, everyone knows about this.
Oh, right.
Chinese New Year, which I believe is January the 23rd this year.
It's crazy Chinese.
Yeah, that's the wrong day. That's not you, yeah? And it's the year of the dragon.
There should be a dragon in it there somewhere, shouldn't there?
Yeah, there should be. There was in the trailer.
Oh, God. Honestly, they should make. I could do these games for them now, honestly. Yeah, just stick a dragon in it. Yeah,
you know what they should do? At the end of a level, if you fail, they should come up with a quote, Call of Duty style, but like a fortune cookie.
I think they should probably just have Chinese men being thrown at a dragon. That would be a good update.
On a tangential note, I'd really like them to do, and this is going to get very, very intelligent, unfortunately, so I do apologise in advance. I'd like them to do a Twelfth Night version, like celebrating Twelfth Night, where you fire, like you fire the pigs at birds.
Oh.
And anybody who has read Shakespeare will go, oh, Peter, you're a smart one. And
Well, given there are 4 billion Angry Birds players... I never read Twelfth Night.
And it's also a traditional celebration in which the upper classes become working class, and the working class pretend to be upper class for a day. Basically, the gentry would serve their servants, and their servants would dress in their finest clothes and stuff like that. So fling a load of pigs at a load of birds.
Wouldn't it be pigs dressed up as birds though?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it would be pigs dressed and birds dressed up as pigs. This is sounding
like one of Will's role play sessions, to be honest.
I don't know if you've read my Angry Birds fan fiction, but
I have.
Of course you have.
It's pretty sexy.
You don't read it per se. You see it. Anyway, so there we go. 21st Chinese New Year. Also, on the subject of Angry Birds, we can keep. Talking about it, because of course their big biz news, I need a theme there, is that they managed to get 6.5 downloads on Christmas Day alone. 6.5 million. 6.5 It would have been 7, but one failed halfway through.
Yeah.
Oh dear, you're reminding me of someone else here.
Yeah,
that I know.
Oh dear. 6.5 downloads on Christmas Day. That's a lot.
In one day alone. That is amazing.
What is that? That's like 200,000 a minute? No, an hour?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Most of them are probably my mother. I don't know.
So
it was actually 2.7% of all downloads on that day were Angry Birds, which doesn't seem like an enormous number, but when you think about it, it's an enormous number.
Yeah. How many total downloads were there over the course of the Christmas? John! Jordan!
It was 200... Well, no, I mean... This is
University of Business.
Flurry have estimated, so it's not an exact thing. Flurry estimated there were 242 million downloads across iOS and Android on Christmas Day. 1.2 billion over the entire week.
Wow.
Quite a lot. I think it's the first time it's ever been over a billion downloads in a week, a single week. Which I guess is what you'd expect, obviously Christmas being a peak kind of time.
True.
Yeah.
So there we go. Angry Birds still going strong. And we'll no doubt hear more about it later in the year. Does anyone here actually like Angry Birds other than Keith?
Angry Birds is good. I can't imagine anyone who was playing it in 2009 has the urge to play it again. But, you know, you can't knock something that works, and it works. So, you know.
I mean, it's kind of the problem, isn't it, that no one dislikes, you know, the game. When it came out, it was kind of, you know, it did do something not necessarily different, but it was a good package. But it's just everyone, I think, in the industry is just slightly bored of the surroundings and people from Rovio just saying stupid things or actually believing the things they say is probably more worrying. Yeah.
It's kind of like Big Brother, like the first series you watch, the first Angry Birds you play, you think, this is all right, this is pretty good. And then, like, the more Big Brothers and the more Angry Birds that there are, you just kind of think, yeah, I've seen this. And, it's just getting more and more and more, and, you know, it's fine.
I thought that when you first said it's like Big Brother, I just had a picture of a bird, like, looking at me out of the window, just watching me. Yeah. And it's actually a camera. Anyway, let's move on from Angry Birds, and let's go to, what should we go to next? I might just muddle up the order. Let's go to a game that I'm sure a lot of you will want to hear about. It's Sonic 4 Episode 2 coming out later this year for iOS, Windows Phone and Android. Bizarrely, the Android version has enhancements for Tegra 3, which it's a 2D game, never mind. And yeah, it's coming out. What day is it coming out? Summer. I'm just saying summer, actually. That's
that day.
2012.
That day, yeah.
So yes, who's looking forward to Sonic 4 Episode 2? It's got Tails in it.
I'm looking forward to it, but not because it's got Tails in it, just because the last one was quite good, so yeah.
It's got a completely reworked physics engine. It expands Sonic 4's storyline. I don't remember a storyline.
Yeah,
there was a storyline, but you know, it didn't involve them talking, so that's good. If they start talking, then I'm out. So
I'm out.
Can't stand them talking.
Sonic has tried to pitch his deal to. Oh yeah, talking of popular Sega franchises.
Sega.
Shenmue Town / City, depending on who you talk to, has been cancelled after a year in Japan.
It's traditional for any Shenmue game these days to be announced and cancelled. So yeah.
The I've even mentioned Keith in my introductory paragraph for this story.
I've read that before. Yeah.
Do you like the strap line, Keith?
Hang on, what's it? What's my favourite part? So.
Okay, so yeah, Shenmue Town City, which is the social spin-off from Shenmue, which is, of course, the rubbish Dreamcast game. it's very good, although it's very, very acquired taste. That was cancelled after two games. And this one's been cancelled after a year.
Well, it's never been cancelled. It's just been left. Someone's put it down somewhere.
Well, no, because presumably they've shut down the server, so it has been cancelled.
Oh no, well that's been cancelled. Yeah, but not the Dreamcast games. They weren't ever online. So
they'll never die.
They've just put it somewhere in a drawer, and you know, one day when. You know, they've got more money than sense. They'll have another go.
More money than sense was the original problem with Shenmue.
Exactly.
But also point out, Shenmue is definitely not. There's nothing to do with Sega anymore. It was a separate company. So they obviously just licensed the rights. So.
All right. Okay. Well, sorry, Sega. There, I tarred you with a brush. But yes, so it wasn't actually on smartphones anyway, Shenmue Town City, but it was planned to come across, and planned to be a browser game. It was planned to be a trilogy originally. Remember that? Anyway, there we go. That's enough about Shenmue for another for another month until the rumours start about Shenmue 3. Moving on from then, what about this? Talking of unusual games, mind-controlled zombie spoon-bending titles, 28 Spoons Later, is out on iOS.
There is, isn't it?
Wow.
Now, I think, does this get the award as the first iOS mind-controlled game?
No, I think that company's game. I think the company behind it, who are called Mind Games from Iceland, have released mind-controlled things on the iPhone before. So they released one called Wild, which was, they call it a cutting edge challenge.
They should have just called it a brain challenge.
A brain challenge, yeah. But obviously, the problem is you need to spend $100 buying the headset in order to play it. So you think that would fairly limit their audience.
The headset in question is a PLX X-Wave headset from Nuoru Sky. I like this.
Is anyone else watching the video?
No, I want to hang on.
It's. I mean, I've got it on mute, so I don't know what she's saying, but it doesn't look very good to me.
No, it doesn't look very good. But like, I remember all these. I remember when I would go to the GDC conference back in the kind of mid-noughties, there were a couple of companies who were doing these kind of brain-controlled headset things. So you put these headsets on, then you try to concentrate on things. And they were, like, seriously trying to do it for people doing it on, you know, for proper PC games and stuff. Because they just got a load of funding money to kind of try it out. And then a couple of years later, they all disappeared. But one of these is this company. So they've obviously still been knocking around. And it's interesting because there's been obviously loads of scientific work being done in terms of kind of brain mapping brain blood flows and brain waves and all that kind of stuff. But clearly, to control a game compared to a joypad, it's ridiculous if you're trying to go, oh, you'll get a better level of control.
Mm.
So I guess technically it's interesting, but I'd be amazed if they.
I just had a fantastic thought.
If you thought something.
Yeah, no, I thought that. If brain-controlled games do take off, though, you'll have so many people in the forums moaning about how much more accurate touchscreen controls are. Anyway, sorry.
It's a very expensive app that you'll get out at Christmas and show your family and go, that's pretty cool, isn't it? And if it works, I'm sure it'd be like, oh, that's really awesome. But I don't see the longevity in it, and you know, $105.
You're only limited by your imagination. Hmm. Well, in terms of moving the spoon left or right.
Yes, and moving a spoon. Yes.
But you have to say it is quite funny that they've come up obviously with this technology and they think, how can we use it? And they've come up with a zombie eating your brain and you've got to bend his spoon. I mean, that is quite fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Then finally this week is that, talking about weird games controllers, we've got 60-Beat. That's all one word with a 60 as numerals, who are going to try and sell you a gamepad controller for the iPhone and iPad for $49.99. The most interesting thing about this one is that it plugs into your headphone jack. And the second most interesting thing is only two games support it.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks horrible.
Bugdom and Aftermath. Is that Aftermath the actual okay game? The zombie?
Why would you want something that looked like that? If you're someone who's bought an iPad, which, you know, some people think is a very smart-looking device, and then you would buy this horrible white blobby thing. It's a
gamepad! It makes games real!
It's like when people make third-party peripherals for PlayStation and stuff, you just think, why have they made it look so horrible? I'm not going to buy that. Mm. This looks terrible.
It also sort of negates a lot of the portability, you know, the sort of portable nature of the platform. You know, at some point, you know, you're adding so much tech and that you may as well just sit in front of your TV and play something with an actual controller. Because you're not going to get the same experience, unfortunately. And two games supported is a
Yeah,
that's a real trouble, isn't it?
But it's got two... Oh, it is Aftermath. That's a good game. I like that one. It's a zombie twin-stick shooter. But it's got two analog joypads, and it has D-pads.
Why have you gone chavvy for
that? It's gone. I haven't gone chavvy. It's four buttons on the front.
What have you gone?
I don't know. I've gone something. I've gone peripheral. Anyway. But
presumably it'd be fairly easy to just to map control settings over them. You're not remaking the game, are you?
It's going through to your headphone jack, though, isn't it? I don't know how that...
Well, that's just an input output. In terms of how the game supports it, I would imagine that'd be a fairly straightforward thing to do. But obviously, with you know, this is what everyone's going to be doing with on live and that kind of stuff, isn't it?
They're using Bluetooth though. I mean, like, kill the sound if you put it through your headphone jack?
I don't know.
Because it would default the settings to headphone jack out.
You know what? I don't think we'll ever find out because I don't think anyone's going to buy one of these.
It's one of those things you can't actually imagine anyone buying.
No, but you wonder, someone in that office must have thought they would, so...
Anyway, that's it for the news. Let's go on to the new releases roundabout. This week on the new releases, we've got Crates, We Are Heroes in our own little story.
Oh, wasn't long enough, that one. You usually kind of...
He normally waffles on a bit, didn't he?
Yeah, usually...
I can make it longer. right, yes, welcome to the new releases roundabout. It's quite interesting, actually. It's quite windy out here, which has caused many games to just blow away in the new year.
Oh, I thought you were just because I ate a load of baked beans yesterday. So.
I did actually eat some baked beans yesterday. It was quite nice. But no, so a lot of the games that we would have expected to see trundling along the roads of time are no longer here because they've been blown away. Strong gusts.
Roads of time?
Where are we again?
We're on the new releases roundabout, Peter.
Right, okay.
Can't you see the sign?
Yeah, all right, but I can also see time roads, so...
Yes, but you have the talent.
Time roads sounds like one of them straight-to-DVD movies that you get in Wilkinson's.
Time roads. Who would star as the main character, though? Danny Dyer.
Oh, yes.
No, he's got to involve football somewhere for Dyer to get involved. He's got to be able to swear.
The main character's a footballer. Who gets thrown through time in his Lamborghini, which they could hire for a day. Anyway, going away from the realm of fiction and into the realm of fact. First up on the new releases this week is Super Crate Box. Vlambeer's game, which was out on PC, 2010. And it is, if you played Muffin Knight... which basically ripped it off. The game revolves around you leaping single screen. You leap over platforms, try and get to little square pixelated crates, whilst enemies flood in from the top of the screen and try and kill you. And if you touch them, you die. And each crate gives you a random weapon, which you then use to shoot the creatures. That's pretty much it. That was nicely summarised. I'm going to talk more about that later, though, because I've been playing that last week. Also out this week, Pocket League Story. This is, as you can probably guess by the story, it's Kairosoft. Anyone played any of Kairosoft's games?
I'm sure you asked this last time. And
we've had numerous discussions, haven't we?
You've had numerous chances.
No.
Well, they're very, very addictive little management games. We've got to play Game Dev Story, don't we? Pocket League Story just transposes that same familiar gameplay into a footballing environment. It's not very much like real football. So if you actually... Not the game of the game. I mean the actual game of football. So if you don't like football or soccer, then it's still worth downloading if you like management games. Also out this week is... Or should I say the price, actually, for that one? I don't know the price. I'm going to ignore it. Super Great Box. Super Great Box is 69p or 99 cents.
Where are you going now?
We're on the roundabout of news. We're everywhere.
And how many crates have been opened so far?
Ah, interesting question, John. Mm. Over a million have been opened in just 12 hours. Mm. 12 and a half hours. 57 seconds.
And how many have to be opened before they
Well, they've promised to update the game after when they hit 5 million.
It could be the end of the week.
Could be the end of tomorrow.
Are you planning to open a lot of crates tonight?
Yeah. Could be the end of days. Right. Also out this week is Legendary Heroes, which looks quite nice from the screenshots. See, I'm annoying everyone, though, because I didn't link to the...
It sounds like one of those games... I was just looking at it, actually, just now, and I was like, that just came out before, didn't it? And it's just because it has that kind of really generic name.
Yes.
Legendary Heroes. Like, I can't remember what the other one I thought it was, but it was a Legendary Heroes something.
Are you thinking of Legend of Heroes, which was a PSP game?
No, that would be a good one, but no, I was thinking of, of an iPhone game.
Heroes of Legend.
A Legendary Wars I was thinking of.
Yeah,
that was quite good as well. That was just like a castle defence game, wasn't it?
This one's a sort of RPG real-time strategy, but in the style of... What style is that? Well, you only get one or two characters to guide around. An enclosed arena.
Okay.
Taking over, like, locations, blowing up buildings. It looks quite good. It's a free-to-play title.
Oh, is it?
From Maya Games. Yeah, I was going to check it out tonight, but I didn't get time, unfortunately. Yes, so it's free to download. Yeah, it looks like worth checking out.
Are there... okay, you're coming back now. Yeah, the Brazilian company, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's got multiplayer and all that. All right, what else is out this week? Let's go to the main article, which I linked you all to. Street Bike, Full Blast. It's Chillingo. And it's a throwback to classic arcade bike racers.
Mm. It looks all right.
It looks like Redline Racer or Manx TT or one of those. Yeah, well, a little bit like Manx TT, but like Redline Racer definitely looks like that.
Ages ago.
I know.
Redline Racer like 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay. It looks like how I imagined Redline Racer.
Are you saying this game looks dated?
I imagine Redline Racer doesn't look as good as I remember it looking, because I remember going, it's the Grand Canyon. That's amazing. And it probably didn't look as good as Street Bike Full Blast looks. But it does look good.
It's a PlayStation game, wasn't it? Original PlayStation game?
No, it was a PC game, I think.
I think it came to PlayStation.
If it has, I will absolutely buy a copy of it tonight on eBay because I love that game so much.
Well, why not you just buy Street Bike Full Blast?
Oh, yeah, I could.
Your dreams.
Oh, yeah.
You get to race against other racers or against the clock.
That's your feature. You don't get a chain you can whack against other people and stuff like that.
No, I know. I'm
only interested if...
What? Well, anyway, there's a ton of bikes. So that's not many, because, I mean, a bike's quite heavy. to unlock. There's leagues.
9 leagues.
Yeah. Ooh. I like this. There's enough content to keep you racing.
did not say keep you racing for hours or something.
Yeah, it does. Okay. I just wonder if I selectively quote that. Destroy the competition online as well. Look at that. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. I expect this is going to be mildly disappointing. In fact, I'm looking on the App Store entry now, and there's one review so far, and it says let down.
There's always a problem with motorcycle games. They just never. The only people who buy them are people who are into motorbikes, aren't they? You don't really go. People who don't buy, who aren't into cars, might buy a racing game. But people who, you have to be quite hardcore to do a motorcycle game. I think that's always been the problem with them.
My first online console game was a motorcycle game.
Really? Why? Why not?
Because it was free. The demo was free. Xbox Live on the original Xbox. I can't remember the name of it.
I mean, I'm not really into bikes or cars or anything like that, but like one of my favourite games is Super Hang-On, and that's...
Yeah,
that's
that doesn't count. It's not really a motorcycle game, is it?
It's got motorcycles in.
Mm, okay.
Oh, well, okay, so controversial statements there from John.
Let's well, it's just from a different era, though, isn't it? I mean, it's just, you know, kind of, games then were kind of, what they were about was kind of abstract. It was, you know, it could have been anything. You know.
Couldn't have been a jet plane. Or a man on a jetpack.
Yeah.
Lunar Racer is Noodlecake Studios' low-gravity speed-em-up. So you race. It's a 2D racing game, essentially. Where you're on the moon.
They made Super Stickman Golf.
That's maybe all right, wasn't it?
A lot of people like that, yeah.
It's 12 tracks. There's multiplayer mode, up to four.
Who's that?
I was actually just clearing my throat. Wasn't making
it. Doubting four-player multiplayer.
I just needed it. This looks good. I like it.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, I think it looks good.
Six different weapon combos. And what the hell? Achievements, bonus goals, and leaderboards up the wazoo.
What?
Well.
What?
Insta purchase.
Okay. Yeah. So there we go. What? How? Oh, damn! How much was it?
Oh, you get little weapons.
9p.
That actually does look really, really cool.
Okay.
What else is out this week? Street Wrestler. From Chillingo.
What you... That's not very polite.
I didn't mean that as to mean, you know, oh, it's Chillingo.
We know what you meant.
I get a little bit tired of saying Chillingo whenever we release.
I don't know what you mean. I've never even heard of them. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a 2D, well, it's sort of looking like a cel-shaded sort of 2.5D thing. Beat 'em up where you go right. Go right! Go right! Go! 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 You play up to four different brawlers. Let's read out the names because they're.
I'm guessing it's set in Mexico, by the way, by the look of it.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Is that what Mexico looks like?
Yeah, because it's got El Taco de Mexico on that sign.
Brilliant.
So I think you're right there.
Actually, it's probably just the Trafford Centre. It's probably just one of the restaurants. I'm not sure.
It does look awfully like sort of the
theme park. Or something.
Park, yeah. Well, anyway, there are four brawlers. You got Fatal Blaze. Daddy Brutal, Hostile, and Princess Aki.
You're making it up now. You're definitely making it up.
She's Aki by the time Will finishes with her.
And there is a range of different moves, like punches, kicks, throws, and slams.
Like those, but not those.
Not those, no. Instead of punching, you tickle. You slap. this has got 2 stars from the review it's picked up so far. I think Mark was saying the Metacritic review of this already is not looking good.
What does that 2-star review say? Or is that just the overall score?
Down for the count.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
It's quite clever.
It is quite good. yes, I don't think there's any other big releases out this week, is there? It's been quite quiet. No. All right, let's move on from the roundabout.
Actually, there is one more, but I'll talk about it in the playing fields.
All right, let's go to the what we've been playing fields. Have fun.
What's that?
Jeez,
Keith again. Oh, no,
it's an
accidental yawn. I was going to yawn anyway.
I'm very tired.
Anyway. Hello, welcome to the What We've Been Playing Fields. I hope Santa brought you many fantastic gifts, because now I'm going to ask you about them.
Just in general, or the game related?
How many? Let's talk. Right, do you want me to start?
Well, yeah, because the only game I've played is in the last 10 minutes when I've played Super Crate Box. So
no, but I've played
Super. You're all going to talk about Super Crate Box.
I want to hear what you say about it, and then I'll probably disagree with you. So.
Ah, cunning.
Oh, okay. Well, this is one of those rare occasions where I played the game on my iPod Touch. And I needed to charge it. And then I had to change the dates because it was set to 1970.
What?
Is that when you bought it originally, was it?
Yes. No, it's because I went back in time recently. I forgot to change it.
Of course you did. You went on your time road or whatever
it
is.
Yeah. Pretty good, actually. But I felt a little bit ill, so I came back to the 21st century. Anyway, so yes, Super Crate Box. I mean, I really like Muffin Knight as well, which I know isn't very fashionable to say because it's based on Super Crate Box. I quite like that game. And Super Crate Box is basically the same, but a little bit harder, as in a lot harder, and a little bit more brutal. I know that's basically the same way as saying a bit harder, but I think I'm going to stress the point. It's quite hard. And I don't think the controls, at least not on my iPod Touch on the small screen, I expect it's probably going to be better on the iPad. Up to it. Which is a shame. I mean, I played it on the PC. As I described earlier, it's one screen platform game. Sort of looks a little bit like it would play like Mario Brothers, the very original, but it doesn't at all. It's incredibly fast. Monsters dropping down like left, right, and center, and if they get to the bottom of the screen, they come back at the top on fire, and they run at about four times the pace, so it's even harder. So obviously any sort of slip from your finger really messes you up, because you only get one hit and you're dead. And then you start again. I mean, you see, Muffin Knight was quite an easy game in a way, because I could go for ages on that. This one, not so good. I could go for a while on the PC version, but not on the iOS one, which makes me think, I don't think the controls are quite up to it. I think it's a good port, and I like the music, and I like the graphics. They're sort of like a pixel art, sort of very basic, but a lot of character. And I like the base gameplay. I like the fact that when you pick up a crate, you don't know what weapon you're going to get. So you leg it all the way across, blasting people with your rocket launcher, and then you grab a stupid fucking pistol, one of those stupid disc guns, where if you fire, it bounces against the wall and comes back at you. So half the time, you end up killing yourself with it. Yeah. But but the concept.
Life, innit?
Super Crate Box, I think it's a good concept, and the original game is very good on the PC. It's free, you can play it on the browser, but I don't think the controls quite work on the iPod Touch anymore.
Well, no, they're no better on iPad. In fact, they're pretty awful on iPads. It doesn't sit well on iPad, purely because actually they're too close to the side of the screen, so you kind of it doesn't sit. You're not kind of holding it right. I've been watching on Twitter today. People have been saying lots of nice things about it. I don't get it. I think this is just throwaway rubbish, to be honest. It's just, I can't see how anyone plays this for any length of time, because it's just boring. It's just kind of naff. It's just kind of game you might get on a loading screen on another game. It's just kind of real. I really don't see the appeal. The only thing that kind of is a bit interesting, as you kind of said, is that you go to the crate and you don't know what weapon you're going to get. And so I think, as Rob says in his review, you kind of, if you get a good weapon, you're almost in half a mind not to go for the next crate, because you think, I've got a big rocket launcher, I don't want to switch to something awful. But I just don't get it. I honestly don't. It doesn't compute with me. This, I think it's just a really boring throwaway bit of tat. So yeah, that's my thoughts.
So there,
steady on.
Honestly, that would get like a 5 from me. It's just nothing. I don't understand how it could be lauded. It's kind of a game that anyone could have made in 5 minutes. It's just a thing. So yeah, there you go. Ho ho ho! Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot. Anti-Santa Claus. Well, I hope the other two have something a little bit more positive to say.
Surely it's kind of the point of it, because it's come out of that indie game scene where it's kind of, you know, it's more about the community of.
Well, that we're there, but that
it's more about, it's not necessarily about the game per se. It's more that, about
that is my problem with a lot of indie games. Is they kind of get this kind of hype around them, and obviously a lot of the people who play them know the people who've made them, and there is this kind of goodwill thing. But if you're completely immune to that and you just sit down and play them, a lot of them are quite. And I think this is quite bad. I don't even think it looks very nice. I think it looks pretty lazy, actually. I don't think it looks... It doesn't really have a style. It's kind of part mock old, part kind of just rough. I think this is one of them games where a lot of people think it's quite cool to say, it's really good. But actually, you sit and play it, and there's nothing to it. It's just kind of a thing. So, Yeah, I've not played Muffin Knight though, so I don't know. I might absolutely love that. I don't know.
Well, it's got RPG elements in it. Well, not really. No. It's got leveling and all this stuff. But it's quite good because like when you pick up stuff in Muffin Knight, you completely transform characters. You turn into a dragon and stuff like this. And then this woman announcer goes, "Dragon! Wizard!" Well,
actually, just looking at the one screenshot of Muffin Knight, actually, that looks better. I prefer the look of that. So
you'll anger a lot of people saying that, Keith.
I know, but maybe they thought, "Oh, this is a bit rubbish. We could probably make it better," and you know, thought, "Let's have a go." Yeah,
it isn't a clone. I wouldn't like a lot of people go, "Oh, it's a clone." It's not a clone. It's obviously a game that like they looked at the Super Great Box, thought that's quite clever, and let's do our own game based around that. They didn't just go, "Oh, Super Great Box, let's nick all their art, let's nick the name." Same way, you don't get the same weapons either.
I don't see how Van Beer could say that this concept is original anyway, because thousands of old arcade games use the concept of things popping from the top and dropping down to the bottom, and you've got to avoid them. There's nothing original in it. It's kind of, I can't see how they could successfully, they couldn't take this to court, because there's nothing original in it. It's just a kind of throwback to an idea that many other games built layer on layer upon and made into something half decent. This literally is just like an idea that they've made a game of, and you think there's nothing to it, you know.
It does look a little bit like Bubble Bobble with guns in hell.
Well, it does tap into all of those kind of games, but they're much better. You know, they kind of, it's like something someone could have written in their bedroom as a thing to show what they might be able to do. You know, it's kind of a, yeah, I can't understand it getting plaudits. You know, it kind of, it's nothing. We edit all that down, Will, into one sentence.
Yeah, I'll take the bit where you say good. What did you think? Good.
No, I mean, honestly, like if we weren't mobile reviewers and you encountered that on another, if someone.
I played it on PC originally. I thought it was good on that.
Yeah, but would you?
I don't actually think it works that well on the mobile. That's my problem. I thought it was quite enjoyable on PC. It's incredibly fast. It's very reaction based, and it does build quite well. I mean, it's a simple game, yeah, but I had fun on the PC version at least.
Yeah, I think we lower our, because we're thinking in a mobile perspective, we kind of lower our gauge a bit, and I kind of think you can expect more these days. I don't mean graphically or anything like that. I just think you can expect more than something like this, which is quite kitsch. And yeah, I don't know. I'm obviously on a completely different page. A lot of other people who've played it today, who are kind of evangelizing about it on Twitter, kind of. So yeah, not for me.
Fair deuce.
16 IP I'll never get back as well.
I had an iTunes gift voucher from Christmas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Bought me some music and then used my last 69p to buy Super Crate Box. I was so excited when I unwrapped Super Crate Box. Found a machine gun. Anyway, so anyone else been playing anything?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
although my game is, I don't know if it, well, there's one game I played over Christmas that I did review, and I'll very briefly mention it. It was a little bit disappointing, a little bit sad actually, because it was the game that we've kind of been off and on looking at for like a lot of the years. The game Muse,
which
was like a third person kind of action shooter type thing, from a debut studio out in the States. And it was kind of originally Chiningo signed it, and then it all went quiet, and then it kind of came out with another publisher. Just before Christmas, and it was it used the Unity engine. It was kind of got quite a lot of kind of coverage. It looked quite good. It's always sometimes difficult to tell where these kind of third person games were. I mean, I think the models were kind of quite high kind of polygon quality, and some of the lighting was kind of okay. But it's just as soon as you start playing it, you just go, "Oh, this controls. Oh, I'm not sure about this." And it was really fell between two stools of being like an all action game where you kind of, 'cause it had like a dodge button where you kind of like you're moving left and then hitting the roll button to avoid being shot, which is kind of seems like it can be like an all action, almost like a Prince of Persia type. Not quite that level, but you know, quite an acrobatic type game. But then it's also trying to mix it in with cover-based gameplay. So basically, you just get shot all the time unless you were standing still, and you couldn't like couldn't track anyone unless you were standing still, and it just became a bit of a mess. So that was a bit of a kind of sad end to the year. But I've jollied myself up with a game I'm sure you'll all be downloading as soon as I mention it. It is, of course, the aircraft recognition quiz game.
Oh yeah, yeah. Is that out?
Came out yesterday. It came out 2 days ago. And I all the knowledge I learned when I was 12 about aircraft is still in there, which is nice to know, isn't it? So I
have to confess, they fly.
It was a little bit easy for me, actually. Unless you start specializing in World War II Axis planes, then it got a bit more complicated, because they're some of those are quite obscure. But all the other stuff I was quite good at, so that's yeah.
What's your favourite plane, John?
How could I have a favourite? They're like
he likes the ones with wings, don't you?
Really good. A-10 Thunderbolt, of course. A-10
Thunderbolt. Is that the one with the mouth at the front?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but yeah. Funny thing is, when it fires, I've actually heard one firing, and it sounds like a fart. It's a very considering the amount of firepower coming out of the nose of that gun of that plane. It's a very kind of funny noise, and it. This is a boring fact. They can only fire for a very short burst of time. If it fired, I mean, it hasn't got much ammunition to fire for a long period of time. But such is the force of the bullets coming out of the gun that it actually would slows the plane down. So it can only like burst fire. Yeah. Long pause.
we're all just taking in the information.
Keith, do a big yawn again.
I'm fully awake now. You've woken me up.
Yes. So, Peter, is it plain sailing for you?
Oh!
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm shocked. I can't. Goodness. I've been playing all of the hot latest games for my iPhone over Christmas. I played Beneath the Steel Sky. It's been out for a while now. It's been out for a while now in both senses of the term. In that it's a very old game, and it's also out. We've been out on iOS for a while, but
has it been free?
It has been free. Oh. I think it was free when Revolution Software were putting their. I think there was a promotion a couple of months ago, or it might have been a couple of weeks ago. Just to assuage any fears. Still good.
Does it still feel like the ending is a little bit abrupt?
That new ending. Do you mean the new ending or the actual ending itself, as in the original ending? Okay. So
there's a new ending.
Yeah, there's a new ending at the end of Bass on iBass, I should say.
Really?
Are we good to do spoilers? Is that all right?
No. Right. I haven't played the new one.
We'll know the ending.
I've only completed the first one, like the original, and that was incredibly abrupt.
There's an extra 30 seconds right at the end, which basically completely changed the ending.
Oh.
the ending still happens, the ending that you know of, and then there's a big twist right at the end, and it's meant to be the beginning of potentially a Beneath the Steel Sky 2 or something like that. But if you haven't played it, it's a point and click adventure, and it's really well handled, but Broken Sword's better. So I was a little bit disappointed by the end of it. So
Broken Sword is better.
All the hot jams.
Yeah. Well, it's they were hard games for that time. Talking of hot games, I'm afraid it's now time for me to have a hot bath.
That was a terrible link.
Which means I'm going to have to say farewell to you gentlemen. I've been taking off my clothes while you've all been talking. I'm ready to dip myself into this bath. Thank you very much. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. We'll be back next week with another exciting episode of the iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast. There'll be more explosions next time around.
Didn't notice any. Did we have any explosions this time?
I could put in some explosions.
Okay.
yes, thank you very much. So thanks to Peter Willington.
What? This is how you end it. This is
thanks to John Jordan.
Is this a new end?
Goodbye.
Thanks to Keith Andrew.
Thanks. Yeah, no, you're quite welcome.
Okay. And thanks to you. Goodbye.
What?
Just say goodbye and smile.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
John.
Goodbye.